Lisa Mitchell is in the studio. Hello there.
Hello.
How you doing?
Yeah, good. How are you?
I'm very good. Lovely to see you. How you started this Heavenly Sounds tour in churches, one church down, a whole bunch to go. How was the Newcastle church?
Oh, so beautiful. I can't believe it. I still can't believe it. It was a cathedral, technically.
Oh, my mistake. Sorry. Ooh, a cathedral.
Christ Church Cathedral. And it was so beautiful. I can't believe it. And the audience were not only to the front, they were to both sides as well. So, the stage was kind of in the middle. So it had this real, like, nearly 360 degree. Yeah.
Like Prince.
Totally.
Like Prince's shows.
Mm-hmm.
Do you make people kneel down at certain stages throughout the performance?
No. I'm not that rigid.
That's good. You're a benevolent pastor.
Yes, exactly.
Actually, speaking of the pastor, I saw some pretty sweet rider activity. You know, when you normally play gigs, you get a packet of corn chips and some salsa.
If you're lucky.
Tell us about the awesome rider you get when you're playing churches.
Well, this beautiful girl called Emma has just been looking after us so much. And, she made this amazing batch of muffins for us. Which not only were delicious and had like dark chocolate and raspberry in them, but they had an origami sign that said, you know, dark chocolate.
They had a paper muffins. Crane to tell you what
it
they
was.
Were.
That is, that's rider. Just that's a profession right there.
You've been posting lovely photos from that gig. Aww. Tell us about the other part, the other half of the rider on this photo.
Okay,
I'm just going to hand you.
So the other half, So I think. Emma has found some really lovely, homegrown carrots and radishes for us as well, because they were so fresh that they still had a little bit of dirt on them, which is the best.
That is, well, you know your veggies. You are an agriculturalist.
I am a little bit.
Do you think the priest, the pastor, the guy that runs the cathedral, is he involved in the growing of these things?
I like to think so. I don't know, maybe I'm just getting too excited about it, but I don't know. Look, I like to think that Emma asked the pastor to borrow some carrots and radishes from his garden.
Straight out of the presbytery, the sacristy kitchen.
Yeah.
Were you shown up to the bell tower? There is a bell tower at the Church of Christ Cathedral.
Was there?
There was. There is.
Yeah, there is.
You,
wow.
You missed out.
I did.
Second
How
round.
How did I miss that?
From now on, when you get there, whatever, every one of these churches demand a bell tower.
Tour.
Bell tour.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. And apparently, the Brisbane Cathedral definitely has a bell tower.
Does it?
So,
okay.
There
well,
we go.
I'll go up there and
That's
give it a
That's this Friday.
Of
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Just for you.
Thank you. I'll hear it.
You'll hear
I promise
it from
you.
Here,
I'll
definitely.
Actually be on the. I'll be in Caloundra that night, so I'll definitely hear it.
Oh, yeah. Heck yes.
All right. And Lisa is in the studio.
I am.
And we were just chatting about lunar eclipses and stuff. We'll get to that in a sec. Because I want to talk about the video clip. You've really gone as hippie as hell in this video clip.
Have I?
It's wonderful. Because how big is the was the dress bit, the skirt
oh,
bit of that
so
dress
big.
You were wearing?
It was like 8 meters across. So, yeah, so big.
How many people were dancing around it at
one
point?
I don't know. There was like 20 of us, I think. It was so much fun.
What a day. Where did you film it?
It was in Goulburn, so a couple of hours away from Sydney.
Yeah, and not too far from your hometown either.
I don't know. Albury.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's on the way to Melbourne, Goulburn.
Oh,
it?
Yeah, true. True that, yeah.
It's on. Well, I know when I drive between.
In the general direction.
Yeah, sorry. It's in Australia, okay? It's all in Australia.
Yeah, you know, it's really close. oh my gosh, that was so much fun to film. And we filmed it with Ness Caswell, who directed it, and she's a really good friend of mine. Mm-hmm. So from the get-go, it was from a really, like, I don't know, good place.
Just mates hanging out.
Yeah, totally. So we kind of, we had a lot of friends and family friends who were dancing the video as well. My boyfriend's sister and brother were there. And it all came together really naturally. And I don't know. So I just wanted to be really full of light and, hope, because that's what the song is. So.
And you wanted to be able to get to pash someone at the end.
Yeah, totally. Preferably my man.
It was. Good. Because, sometimes, people get, like, models in for these shoots and stuff.
Yeah, I know.
And I did put a photo, a screenshot from one of the photos you put up on your website from, sort of an outtake.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a good back.
He does.
Well, I asked people who it was, and I said, come on, who is this dude that Lisa
Who's
Mitchell gets
dude?
To pash?
Who's the babe?
It's Jordan from Georgia Fair, someone says.
Yeah.
There you go. And Georgia Fair are on the road with you as well.
They are. It's so special. Well, that's what I mean, Lindsay. Like, I, you know, we played in Newcastle the other night, and it was, I think, the day after the full moon, and, you know, obviously the transit of Venus is happening today, and there is so much lunar stuff happening. Yeah. And, yeah, so, and we're playing in these beautiful cathedrals and these churches that are just, I don't know. I mean, I'm not religious myself, but I can kind of, I really respect the sacredness of the building and how many people have been there just in that peaceful kind of
the vibe
spiritual space, you know, even if it's not your same belief, it's still that same void, I think. And yeah, and of course, you know, Jordan and Ben from Georgia Fair being there as well. It's that same, I don't know, this coming from the same love, you know, that goes into the crowd. So it's a really beautiful night. Mm.
Yeah, we did that Laura Marling gig in a church.
Yeah.
And it is like, you know, it's just, the serenity, thank you very much, Hannah. The serenity of the place.
Totally.
It's amazing.
Oh, I don't know how I'm ever going to go back to playing anywhere
else. I liked how you had, you know, you kicked off your Heavenly Sounds tour at one of my favourite churches in Geelong, the Bended Elbow.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. I have, I've done a lot of praying there.
A lot of praying to the bottom of my beer.
Well, yeah, yeah. And my prayers get answered. Hey, I'll give out a couple of the gig dates because you've got a couple of days off. And then, well, tomorrow night you're back on playing at St. Stephen's Church Hall in Sydney.
Mm,
and
then, that should be
beautiful. Yeah, and then hitting up St. John's in Brisbane on Friday. There is a bell tower, we've been informed.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to one of these gigs, give us a shout on the text line 0439757555. Next Wednesday at St. Michael's in Melbourne and then Flinders Street Baptist Church. You're doing it for all denominations.
Yeah.
It's great. In Adelaide on the Thursday and finishing off in St. Joseph's Church in Western Australia on Friday the 15th of June. Lisa Mitchell in the studio and heading out on the road in a bunch of churches. People pretty stoked that you are playing these gigs. Voice of an Angel, says someone, at your Newcastle gig with my hubby, 16-year-old daughter. Loved it. Awesome night.
Stop
there you go. Davo's heading along in Brisbane. He's pretty stoked. Magenta, we spoke to Magenta. Magenta is 14 years old, has never had a chance to see you before because of the age, you know.
Yeah.
And she's heading along in Brisbane.
Oh, that's great.
With her best friend. It'll be the best moment in my life seeing her.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
There you go.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm honestly, the Newcastle show was so much fun. I can't wait till tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to, and all of these shows, it's and it is a fairly short run just to, you know, get through the cities.
Just concentrated. You know?
Done. No. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then what is going to happen? Because we have the Spiritus EP. When are we going to hear some new Lisa Mitchell?
Well, hopefully September.
Right.
I think it's looking like. So, yeah, we finished the record and we're just mixing. And, yeah, September is the go time. Very exciting.
So this is you and Dan from Evermore at the helm.
Yes, again. Yeah. So it's so good working with him again. I don't know. I feel like I've known him for ages now. So it's really lovely to, work with him again in that kind of creative space.
And now the songs are done. Are you playing these songs at the churches or are you holding off?
No, we're doing about half-half.
Nice.
So lots of new stuff, which is, you know, at Newcastle, that was the first time I've played some of these songs. And it's really special for me, you know, playing new music because I've played my old album a lot.
2009 so, it came out, didn't it?
Yeah, it's been a couple of years. So, you know, I've milked them really for all they're worth. But so it's beautiful playing new stuff. And, yeah, it's I've got these beautiful singers as well along with me on this tour. They're an a cappella trio from Melbourne.
Is that
called
Iluka?
Iluka? Yes.
Iluka are
Iluka,
amazing.
Yeah. I think so beautiful.
They did a bunch of shows with Claire Bowditch.
They did, yes.
And, yeah, they are amazing.
I have semi-poached them from Claire. If she's listening, thank you so much, love.
So they're sort of firm on the outside but still like semi-poached eggs, a little bit runny on the inside.
Yeah, totally. Like, yeah. I'm not quite sure if I can steal them for much longer.
Oh.
But, but honestly, they're so beautiful. It's almost like having a mini choir, you know. So.
What are you going to do when you have to play in venues again?
I don't know. Can we just, like, not talk about that? Like, I think I might just have to only playing in churches.
Or giant theatres in Melbourne like you did with Tom and Alex at Good As Friday.
Yes, totally.
I'm going to chuck on the song that you played for the Like a Virgin, which was the last time we had you live in a Triple J.
Yeah.
Before that, there was the Straight to You. In fact, it's been covers. Up until Spiritus, you turned into a covers band.
Oh, I try.
People are stoked. Oh, look at that. Pat in Melbourne saw you in Geelong Friday.
Pat.
Lisa and the Geelong girl was insane.
Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh, I forgot her name. Brew.
Brew's a good name.
Someone. Oh God, I hope she's not listening.
Prue, give us a call if you want to fill us in.
That's horrible. I loved her so much. Can we find her name?
Let's find her out. I'm going to have a listen to you.
Honestly, she was a freak, like of nature.
Really?
So beautiful.
Okay, we built up the tension.
Sorry, yeah.
No, it's
okay.
Great. We're going to play a song. Everyone's listening. We're on the edge of our seats. This is Lisa Mitchell and Midnight City on Triple J from the Good As Friday, Like a Virgin. Lisa Mitchell accepting the applause there. Midnight City from the Good As Friday broadcast on Good Friday this year in a theatre, not a church, but still pretty cool. And new stuff to come from you, Lisa, in September.
Yes.
Thank you to everyone texting in. Imogen Brow.
That's
her
it.
Name.
Do we think it's Brow or Brew?
Well, Lauren thinks it's Brow, but it could be Brew. She's on Triple J on Earth. It's spelled Brough, and you reckon do yourself a favour.
Do yourself a favour. I was blown. I was frothing, like it was amazing. I witnessed something absolutely magical.
Awesome, that is great. Well, you and Georgia Fair are no doubt bringing something magical around Australia for the next week and a bit. Thank you very much for coming to Triple J. Have fun at St. Stephen's, St. John's, St. Michael's, Flinders Street Baptist Church, and St. Joseph's.
Coming to a church near you.
See you later, Lisa. Thank you.
Thanks, Lindsay. Bye.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.